This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. How's everybody doing today? We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Chav Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The Mechaber said that in the place where your three steps finish, stand there. Do not go back to your place until the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, and at the very least, until the Shliach Tzibur starts the Chazaras Hashatz. Now, the Mishneh Berurah sense of Katan Vav, you should keep your feet together like in Tefillah when you say Oysa Shalom, because you are bowing toward the Shekhinah, and you don't go back to your spot, because if you do, it's like a student that took leave of his master, he took steps back, and then he returned, so then it shows that he never really meant to take leave in the first place, and it's a Meguna. However, when you're waiting for Kedusha or for the beginning of Chazas Hashatz, then, in other words, Avo Kishamamtin al Kedusha ayal Kapanim la Aschala Sfilas Hashatz, that's in Sivkatan Zayin, where the Mechaber said, don't go to your spot right away. But when you, at least when you wait for Kedusha, or at least for the beginning of Chazas Hashatz, then it's not going to look like you're stepping forward right away. Everyone sees that you're stepping forward for a Kedusha, or what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Okay, I'm just reviewing what the Mishneh Berurah said. What the Mishneh Berurah said earlier. Then in Sivkatan Ches, the Mishneh Berurah said that if you want to go to your, back to your spot, you're not allowed to. But if you, in other words, Sivkatan Ches is saying, don't return to your spot until the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. If you want, you don't have to go three steps forward at all. The Magen Avraham says that according to the Beis Yosef, that you need six psiois, three behind and three forward, so you do have to take three steps forward. Okay. Now, let's say a person davened long, and when he takes his three steps back, the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha. Then you're allowed to take three steps forward right away. And even the Maril was noyeg, that when he would finish Mona Esrei and the Shliach Tzibur would sing Tachnun, he would remain in his spot and say Tachnun with the Shliach Tzibur. He would not go back to his spot. And the reason is, Kedusha is different. Because Kedusha is better to say it after having taken three steps forward. Ayin lekaman simen kuf lamed alef, sif beis le'inyan nefilas apayim, asher katzav sham b'mishneh berurah. Okay, we're up to Sivkatan Yud, that you need to wait at least until the Chazan begins the Chazar Sashatz. Ayin b'bach, shehiskim, look in the Bach, that the Bach is maskim, del chachila nochen lahachmer ad Kedusha, del chachila, it is correct to be stringent until Kedusha, imloy shehamokoim tsar, unless the spot is narrow, v'dachok, and pressing, uchedei deloy leisi le'insuye, so that you don't come to fight. In other words, if it's a very narrow spot, then you could already take your three steps forward when the chazan begins the chazos hashatz. V'chein chazav v'derech ha'chaim. Ach bezman kishoimrim piyutim, in a time that they say piyutim, bevadei yishol hakav alachzer takeoff, you definitely could be lenient and go back right away. Kishamaskal hashatz shman esrei. Meaning this is a very relevant halacha on yomim na'ram, that even though l'chadchila you're supposed to remain in your spot until Kedusha, does that apply yom na'ram, where it could be an hour until they start Kedusha? Do I have to stand where I took my three steps back and wait all the way until the chazan has finished singing every Kabach melody that ever existed before the gets to Kedusha? No. By Yom Naram, L'chayra, you could take the three steps back right away. Okay, let's see the Rama. Says Rama Haga, V'ashliach Tzibur Yamoid, the Shliach Tzibur should remain standing, K'dei Hiluch Arba Amois, Koidem Sheyachsel Mekoimoi, L'Espalo B'Koram. In other words, the Shliach Tzibur took three steps back. How long does he have to remain there before he starts the Chazaras Hashatz? So he should wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos before he comes back to his spot. The Bir Halacha says, Ayin b'magen Avram, b'shem HaRajba, d'medino yachal achsamayad. Really, he could take 3 steps forward right away. The Hadabra Yadua, everyone knows, Shechazarasayhu lahoytzi rabim dechayvasan, that the reason he's taking the 3 steps forward is not because he's not saying, oh, I never meant to take leave of you, Hashem. He's taking 3 steps forward to begin the Chazaras Hashatz. Elo shenoagu kein, it's just a minog to wait. V'ayim b'prima gadim. From the Gra's mashma that he has to wait Daud Amos Medina. Dehu nichla b'masha pasak b'sim kofhei debein tefila letefila tzarch lahamten kedei dalad amos. That is included in what we say in Sim Kofhei, that between one prayer and the next you need to wait 4 amos. That's included in that which we said between one tefila and the next tefila you need to wait dalad. You need to wait Dalet Amos. Okay. Now, the Bir Halacha continues that V'chein Pasei Magin Ram B'Shem Ha'arach. Now, let's see the Ramah further. V'chein Yochid HaMespal, likewise an individual. Let's say you're davening B'Yechidos. Yeah, and you finish Shemoneh Esrei. Yamoy B'Makam Shekolo P'Siyosav. You shouldn't take the 3 steps forward right away. You should wait in the place that you finish your steps. Kishir zeh, this amount of time. Kodem shiachzel mukamer, before you get up to your, get back to, you return to your spot. So, you know, you're davening b'yichidus. If you're in such a situation, then after you take the 3 steps back, you need to wait dalet amos before you take the 3 steps forward. Yachid shemispalo b'tzibur. An individual that davens b'tzibur, v'siyem tefilasei kardem mashiach tzibur, and he finishes Shemoneh Esrei before the tzibur, osur l'hachzer panav la'tzibur, it is prohibited for him to turn around to look at the tzibur, ad sheyisayim shliach tzibur tefilasei, until the shliach tzibur finishes his tefillah. What is the reason for this? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yod Aleph. V'chein Yachid u'bach choylek. The Bach disagrees. U'poisek de'ein chilek b'mespalo b'yichidi b'beisoy l'mespalo matzibor. The Bach says it doesn't matter if you're davening individually in your house or you're davening with the tzibor. Ela b'chol gavnei tzarch lishois. In all situations you need to wait. Kefi hashir. The amount of time it would take for the tzibor to get up to Chazar Sashatz. In other words, let's say, after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, from the time the Shliach Tzibur says, starts, Chazaras Hashatz, it takes 2 minutes. So the halacha is, you cannot start, you cannot take the steps forward right away. You need to wait the amount of time it would take for the shatz to get up to Kedusha. Oyal kapanim, or the amount of time achiyaschal shatz bekoram b'chein pasek hamagin avram imloy shatzach lachso espalo shenis l'tashlumen. Unless, let's say, you need to daven a second time for makeup, da'az l'kuleyama die kedei hiluch da'aramas. Then, according to everyone, it's enough the amount of time it takes to walk for amos. Da'hakol yoidin, everybody knows shechazarasayhu l'hispalo shenis. Meaning, the Bach is of the opinion that regardless of where you are, the Ramah says if you're davening b'yichidus, you only have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk dalet amos before you take your 3 steps forward. The Bach says, no, under all circumstances, you need to wait the amount of time it would take the shatz to get up to Kedusha, or at least until the shatz begins Chazar Sashatz. Unless you're davening a second tefillah for Tashlumen, because then it's recognizable that your second tefillah is for makeup. Nevertheless, in a pressing circumstance, Yesh L'Hakel, you could be lenient. That even in such a circumstance, it's enough the amount of time to walk for amos. What is he talking about? That when you're davening b'yichidos, you could be lenient to wait only kidei hiluch da'ar amos. In other words, that this is going on, you could be lenient and take your you could wait only the amount of time that it takes to walk the Arameis. Or like this. Let's say you're davening a long Shemana Esrei. Yeah, you're davening a long Shemana Esrei, and you're finishing Shemana Esrei after Kedusha. Do I have to stand in my spot the amount of time it would take a chazan to get up to Kedusha? So the Kaf HaChaim says, then you have a din of a yachid. But l'chadchilo, you should wait shir zman from the time that the shatz begins, chazar shatz, until Kedusha. So even then, l'chadchilo, if you're davening along Shemana Esrei, you should not just stay in your spot a short amount of time, kedei hilach dar amos. You should wait there, l'chadchila, the amount of time it would take the chazan from the beginning of Shemana Esrei to get up to Kedusha. One more Mishnah Berura, that once you finish Shemana Esrei, you're not allowed to turn around. Asur lahachzer, hainu afal pishadayin oime b'makam shekol psiyosav, even though you're standing still in the place that your footsteps ended, lo yachzer panav latzibur, you should not turn around to the tzibur, dahainu litzad marav, to the west of the shul, kozman shloi siyem hashatz, if the shatz did not yet finish his personal tefillah, ki yigroim bazeh bitul kavanah lamispalalim, because you're going to cause the people who are davening to be disturbed. V'gam sheyachshadu shadileg. Also, they're going to suspect that you skipped. How do you finish so early? So if you finish Shemana Esrei early, even though you took three steps back, don't turn around. You're going to disturb people, and they're going to think that you skipped. U'le'inyin emroitza lachso l'makoymai. And regarding, could I take three steps forward? Kfar mevoyar. We already explained that tzarach lechachil lahamtin, you need lechachil to wait ad sheyagia shatz lekedusha, until the shatz gets up to kedusha, ayal kapanim, or at the very least ad sheyaschal hashatz, until the shatz begins. Okay, very good, everyone. Shkoyach, we'll hold it over here. Wishing you a beautiful day. We'll pick it up tomorrow on Sif Gimal.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.